This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your program For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, in this episode, I'm going to discuss a moral ill and, let's say, an important moral quality which is considered a negative attribute, and that is greed. Greed is a moral attribute. Some people are greedy and some are generous. Some are charitable and some are stingy. These are qualities which may exist. You might be greedy to some extent. And of course, every individual could be greedy. Greed is, a fundamental evil. In this time, in this age, all these, litigations, all these disputes, all these conflicts are nothing but a manifestation of greed. It is because of greed that humanity is at war. You know, one country attacks another country, one nation attacks another one. And of course, the acts of transgressions taking place are because of greed, because some people want more. They are not contented with what they have. Greed basically is a personal evil, and it has gradually been extended to national and then international affairs. These wars, like these wars that are taking place here and there in the world, whether they are hot or cold, hot war, cold war, these, armed races and races of armaments, these international intrigues, these power blocks, whatever is there, they are real. They are caused by greed. Greed is the main cause of these acts of transgressions. And it's because of an uncontrollable greed to that people want to dominate even the world. Even if you give someone, a greedy person, the entire world, he will not stop there. That's what greed is.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Islam trains a person, a man, to subdue his greed to the greater benefit of mankind. And it has forbidden interest, and it has abolished the system of earning money from money. The Islamic society cannot tolerate an economic system based upon taking and giving interest. If you have money to spare, give it without any worldly motive, just for the sake of pleasing Allah by helping His creatures. Do not follow those unbelievers who refuse to help poor on the pretext that God could have given them wealth. had he wanted so. Okay? They have been condemned by the Quran and by the prophetic sayings. As you can find evidences of this condemnation in the Quran and also in the religious literature. Of course, Islam has prescribed giving alms, giving zakat, and these are methods of subduing the undesirable greed. The commander of faithful Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, "At-tama'u yudhhibu al-hikma min qulub al-ulama." Greed makes wisdom leave the learned man's hearts. Okay? So, it is just like fire that destroys everything along with it. Okay? Now, there's also another saying from the commander of faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, who says, "Al-haris alladhi yatlubu al-maksaba min ghayri hilliha." A greedy person is the one who demands unlawful gains. So, the world will become a paradise if mankind heeds to this ethical code and changes its attitude accordingly. Also, the commander of faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, has said, "Whatever poverty and distress in this world is owing to the greed of rich men who do not comply with the rules laid down by Islam about their financial obligations. It is because of the poverty that some people suffer. It is because there are some rich people who deny their poor people their rights."
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Division of inheritance is another method by which Islam compels Muslims to distribute the wealth accumulated during a lifetime, during a person's lifetime. And, of course, the Quran lays down the detailed rules of its distribution among heirs. But it does not become silent after this. It says that if any poor person is present, give something to him also. So, infaq, there is a very important concept in the Quran which says infaq. Infaq means to give something out of your pocket, something that you like, okay? And it is also a method, infaq is a method of subduing and dominating your greed. Now let's root out the greed from our hearts. Only then this world will be a place to live in. And as long as we do not suppress our desire for more, and as long as we do not suppress our desire for more wealth and for more things, then we will not be able to live a calm life, because a person who is greedy is restless. He does not live a comfortable life. That's the reason why we do not have calm and peace in our life. And that's the reason why there's continued violence, there's continued war, and there's continued bloodshed and the world. All this is because of human greed, because of endless greed. And if people are contented with what they have, and if the people work hard to earn what they do not have through lawful means, of course, there will be peace, there will be calm in the world, and there will be no destruction and no violence across the world. That's all for this session. Inshallah, we will continue with another important topic in the following episode, and that is envy. Inshallah. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
So all I need.
Your love is all I need.
So all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need to be all
so I can.
I know that you see. through me.
Cause your love is so lovely. To be all I can be. I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.